Managing lead time and other parameters. Lead time is one of the parameters to be managed within good production activity control, PAC, design and execution. Operation overlapping and lot splitting, or operation splitting, are approaches used to shorten manufacturing lead time. Both methods are often used to expedite orders and are ad hoc responses to issues rather than being part of normal operations. Other methods of managing lead time and other PAC parameters include lot size reduction, automation, queue time reduction, and safety capacity / capacity cushions. Overlapping. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines an overlap schedule as follows. A manufacturing schedule that overlaps successive operations. Overlapping occurs when the completed portion of an order at one work center is processed at one or more succeeding work centers before the pieces left behind are finished at the preceding work centers. Overlapping involves sending part of a lot to the next operation so that it can start processing while the remainder of the lot is being finished at the first operation. This is an expediting tool if there is available capacity at the second operation, but it does increase materials handling costs and can be used only if the capacity is available. Overlapping is recommended for the output of bottleneck work centers. The bottleneck work center can continue to complete the batch while downstream workstations can get a head start on part of the batch. The top of Exhibit 5-21 shows an original schedule without overlapping. The bottom is an example of overlapping. The order has been divided into two lots. When the first lot is completed on Operation 10, it is transported to Operation 20. In this case, the transfer batch from Operation 10 to Operation 20 is smaller in quantity than the process batch. If the lots are appropriately sized, there will be no idle time at Operation 20. Exhibit 5-21, overlapping. The net result in this case is that the manufacturing lead time for the work order is shortened by about 20 days. Much of the reduction is attributable to elimination of queue time in Operation 20. A caution is that the transfer batch needs to be large enough that Operation 20, once started, does not become idle or require an additional setup to complete the subsequent transfer batches. The potential efficiencies to be gained include reduced total lead time, reduced work-in-process inventory, reduced floor space requirements, reduced size of transfer vehicles. The potential downsides of overlapping include the following. Cost of having more than one move or transfer batch. Additional costs may accrue through the transportation of partial batches and through additional costs of control. Disruption of the work center schedule by expediting operations. Lengthening of queue and lead time for other orders. Lot splitting. Splitting reduces an operation's lead time by splitting the lot into smaller portions and running each portion on duplicate equipment and tooling. Note that while a transfer batch also splits a production batch into smaller lots to be moved, a transfer batch is considered a normal operating procedure, while lot splitting is an ad hoc response to a problem or opportunity. This technique requires more capital equipment and works only if there are two or more pieces of equipment, and each has available capacity. This will require additional operators. Unless a single operator can run two or more pieces of equipment simultaneously, as shown in Exhibit 5-22, the work order for the original Operation 20 is split into two lots and runs concurrently on two machines. The runtime component of lead time for Operation 20 is effectively cut in half, and queue time is adjusted as physically possible, though an additional setup is required. Exhibit 5-22, lot splitting. Lot splitting is not practical when the setup time is high relative to the runtime. A suitable work center or other additional capacity is not available. Another problem is deciding the size of the sublot. If the runtime per piece on Operation 20 is shorter than that on Operation 10, the first batch must be large enough to avoid idle time on Operation 20. In addition, lot splitting works better when one operator can operate more than one machine at a time. This is possible when a machine automatically cycles through each piece in the lot. Runtime per piece must be longer than the time it takes to unload and load a machine after setup. This enables a single operator to unload and load one machine as the other machine automatically completes a piece on the other. In lot splitting, queue time is also adjusted if possible. It is important to note that, depending on the operation, additional setup may be required. Lot size reduction. Lot size reduction is used as a control technique for both scheduling and leveling production, especially in lean systems, but it is useful as a goal and material requirements, planning, MRP-based or theory of constraints, scheduling as well. The goal is to have the lot size be as small as possible without losing the benefits of maintaining a reasonable ratio of overall setup times to run time. The way to reduce lot sizes while in a system that is already in operation is sometimes called one less at a time, which the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as a process of gradually reducing the lot size of the number of items in the manufacturing pipeline to expose, prioritize, and eliminate waste. Automation and crew management. All scheduling methods can be automated in enterprise resources planning, ERP, or PAC software. In addition to increasing speed and precision, automation might take advantage of multiple methods, such as a backward schedule with certain rates set by drum buffer rope scheduling. This method is addressed elsewhere. Organizations may also use advanced planning and scheduling, APS systems, which can provide promise dates based on finite capacity as well as optimization of schedules. APS software can coordinate the capacity and load of multiple plants, or ERP systems. APS systems propose several feasible production scenarios for managers to evaluate. If the number of orders waiting to be worked on, load is reduced, so is the queue time, the lead time, and the work in process, WIP. PAC must manage both the input of orders to the production process and the available capacity to control crew and WIP. Queue management is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as tactics to deal with an excess number of items, such as products or customers, waiting in line for service. It is key to reducing work in process inventory. An overload of work in process inventory can reduce efficiency and lead to increased production costs. Increasing capacity also reduces queue time. Safety capacity / capacity cushion. Safety capacity, or protective capacity, is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. In the theory of constraints, the planned amount by which available capacity exceeds current productive capacity. This capacity provides protection from planned activities, such as resource contention, preventive maintenance, and unplanned activities, such as resource breakdown, poor quality, rework, or lateness. Safety capacity plus productive capacity plus excess capacity equals 100% of capacity. This may also be called a capacity cushion, which is defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as extra capacity that is added to a system after capacity for expected demand is calculated. In many cases, it is possible to develop or schedule excess available capacity beyond required capacity. This is a risk management strategy to enable accommodation of overload conditions or to protect against interruptions due to breakdowns, preventive maintenance, or rework due to poor quality. Safety capacity is similar to the use of safety stocks to reduce the risk of stockouts. The problem with safety capacity is the same as with safety stock. At a certain level, it becomes a financial drain on operations. This underscores the need for good management practices such as total productive maintenance and quality practices that minimize rework and scrap.